So perhaps just to pick out one point from this gospel, the power of intercession. As Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. And then later on in the evening, all who had sick people with various diseases brought them to him. As we return to the beginning of Luke's gospel, and we're seeing this unveiling, this revealing of the person of Jesus, the fulfillment of that prophecy earlier in this chapter 4, where he's sent to bring glad tidings, to bring release and freedom and healing. We see it taking place, and so often it takes place because one person interceded for the other. This journey as disciples is not a solo journey. Through our baptism, we're brought into the body of Christ, into the family of God. And we have an obligation, a responsibility to intercede for each other. So perhaps today we can think about who are the people in our lives who are needing the healing touch of Jesus, who need to be set free from whatever is afflicting them. And with the confidence of the apostles, with the confidence of the early people who encountered this powerful presence of Jesus, with that very same confidence, we can bring our friends, our family to Jesus, trusting that he indeed will heal them.